welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robach, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming, and I feel so blessed that you're joining us today and opening to your inner mystic. I just want to say, when Linda and I pull together the information for these shows, the energy really begins to work us, and it helps us to work through our own blocks in the areas we're going to discuss. So I can tell you that this topic, forgiveness, releasing the hold of darkness, it has really been working me. And I'll just say I'm very grateful, because I want to be released from stuff that's holding me down. Right now, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. I know you all hear me introduce her every week, but I've just known Linda for a very long time. She is a very kind and loving person. She's dedicated to service, and I've just seen her work in helping others to heal, to find peace, and to move forward in life. And it is really my honor to know you, Linda, and to be doing this show with you. So hello, Linda.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Dawn. And happy first day of autumn. I can't believe it's here already. It is such an honor to be doing this show with you. And I want to publicly acknowledge the beacon of light that you are in our world. You've helped so many people with your gifts, the way you are as a medical intuitive and a teacher, a Reiki master, and also your writing. So thank you for being a role model and a catalyst for positive change.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
So, Linda, we talked a lot in our last show, which was really great, about embracing our true self, which is that part of us that is connected to God, or you may say Source, Higher Self, and also connected into that place of oneness with all that there is. I really feel that forgiveness plays a big role removing the blocks that prevent us from experiencing our true self. Would you share your thoughts on how forgiveness helps us to let go of the past and align more with who we really are, our true self?
Yes, Dawn, sure. You know, I was reviewing my notes from the show we did on forgiveness a year ago, and it's interesting to see how I've shifted over the past 12 months. Doing this radio show and then continuing to do my own inner work has really helped me to take forgiveness to an even deeper level. And I'd like to explain what I mean. The simple definition of forgiveness that I shared last year was, forgiveness means that I release and let go of anything that binds me to a belief, person, or situation. That hasn't changed. What has changed is my understanding and practice of what that requires. So I've been consciously paying attention to my feelings and intending to be in alignment with my true self. So I've actually moved, and I can physically feel this sometimes, I've actually moved from my head to my heart mind in most situations. And also I've developed some tools and practices that have helped me. So in truth, there is nothing to forgive. However, in this 3D world, forgiveness is necessary for the healing of perception of separation. So as we talked about in the last show on the true self, we are not separate. That's the illusion. Everything is connected. And everything, we're all part of that awesome energy source we call God. The more we forgive ourselves and others for believing the illusion of separation, the more we move into correct perception and the knowledge that we are all one with the divine. And I believe that forgiveness helps us to penetrate the veil of illusion that hides truth and knowledge. So forgiveness is also something we do for ourselves. If we honestly forgive ourselves and others, we will know peace and we'll move on. So to me, peace is the indicator that we have given or received forgiveness. And with that, Dawn, I'm thinking about your work and your understanding of the language of the chakras, our energy body. So will you discuss the impact that holding on to these issues has on the person's energy body and physical body?
Thanks, Linda. I just like one of your statements you said about forgiveness helps us to penetrate the veil of illusion that hides the truth and knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking that when we're in that place of not forgiving, in that place of resentment, it's like we're wearing these really dark sunglasses and we can't see clearly out of them because there's so much junk in there. And that when we do forgive, it's like all of a sudden we've got these really cool sunglasses that allow us to just see everything beyond that veil. So that's the image I was getting as you were sharing that.
That's a good one.
So back to the chakras. I've worked with a lot of clients over the years and have witnessed them struggling in life because they're not forgiving. They're just holding on to stuff. And what happens is they feel really stuck and they don't know why they're feeling stuck, or they tell me that they're not happy, they can't find happiness. And from a physical perspective, you know, the energy, physical and energetic perspective, I find the energy blocks are in that second, third, and fourth chakra. And that equates to the energy being blocked or completely not moving at all in the abdomen, the solar plexus, and the heart chakra. And when we carry this stuff for a really long time, it begins to manifest as illness in our body. And my clients, you know, they're telling me that they're struggling to move forward, they can't find lasting joy, and these things may have also manifested as physical issues. And if you look at us in the West, there's a lot of heart disease. And I think, you know, if we were more embracing the forgiveness aspect and letting go this heavy energy that we're carrying in the heart center, that there may be less heart disease. And you think about the abdomen, the whole digestive system. We have a whole economy that's, you know, taken care of with people buying antacids. And just think all that stuff, that phrase, I can't stomach this. Well, what if you forgave it? So a lot of this stuck energy is around the issues, and where they're holding on to it, they're holding on to this energy, making someone responsible for their situation. They may be holding people responsible for their misery and how things are in their current life, or they're holding on to not forgiving themselves for something that they did. So the body's energy is continually breaking down because this person's like beating themselves up or sending energy out to the past. So when we blame, harbor resentment or sadness, or project negativity towards others, our energy, our life force energy, just begins to diminish and break down. We are using our energy to keep something really dark and heavy alive in our energetic body and in our physical and emotional body. So over time, when we hold this for, you know, years, disease occurs because we're using up our energy to hold on to the old story instead of using it to support our body that is existing here in the present moment. So just imagine all this wonderful energy we could be having to support us right now. So by not offering forgiveness, we hold ourselves captive in a reality that is no longer true, and we are the cause of the pain that is making us unhappy. And I'll tell you, we are the only solution. So forgiveness is the key, and I want to spell key with capital letters, K-E-Y. Just visualize that. And it is the key to letting go of the darkness. It is the key to boosting our energy, having continuous joy, experiencing unconditional love, and living in our true self. And what Linda said, it's the key to having peace in our life. So blame and resentment, that equals low energy, and it makes us feel very heavy when we carry them. So forgiveness offers freedom and restores our energy, and it moves us into the light. So I'm just going to put this very bluntly. We can't have it both ways. In order to heal and unblock our life, we need to give forgiveness to ourselves and to others. So I know that was a lot of information, so just take that in. And Linda, I want you to share with our listeners the process that you use to help get through those tough situations that require forgiveness.
Well, before I go there, I just want to really stress what you said. When you say that forgiveness offers freedom, that's critical to me because that's something I choose for my life now, is to be free. And it also, you mentioned that it allows more energy to flow to us. So lots of reasons to forgive and to practice forgiveness. So I think that's why it's extremely important for us to be vigilant in our quest for what and who needs to be forgiven. You know, it's so much easier to point the finger, put our heads under the cover, deny, stuff, or ignore, rather than to do our inner work. And, you know, when we do that inner work, that may well lead to an outer action of forgiveness. But by questioning everything in our lives, our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, actions, motivations, how we've been conditioned by society, and so forth, we can open ourselves to a hidden mine that is ready to be excavated. So what lies there in that mine is truly gold. So for me, I was looking at the word question, and when I was seeing how it kind of breaks down, I thought, to question everything means the quest I am on. So the quest I am on is for gold. And that gold is truth and peace. So I'd like to share with everyone a forgiveness technique that I've been using to help uncover the truth. And it's called HOW. That's what I've named it. H-O-W. HOW. And HOW stands for honest, open, and willing. I'm going to take you through just the H first and say honest. Get honest with myself. And then that statement, I've heard it for years and years, to thine own self be true. So that's who I have to get honest with. And the first thing I usually have been looking for is, what am I afraid of? There's usually a fear underneath something that I'm denying. And somebody, one of my friends even said, denial is... another way to think about that is, don't even notice I am lying. So when I get into denial and being afraid of even digging under what is the core and the underlying fear in this situation or issue. Another critical piece has been for me, what is my part in the situation? And I've heard the statement many times, every time we point a finger at someone else, there are three fingers pointing back. So when we judge others, we need to do more exploring to see what our part is. So, and there's a lot of work. I'd love to do a worksheet where we would go through this and have time in a retreat or something to really go deep with this. But hopefully this technique will help. The O in HOW stands for open. Be open to possibilities. We don't know what we don't know. But if we get still and ask, is there just perhaps another way to look at this? And then listen with our hearts. The answer from within pops up. So H is for honest, O is for open, and W is for willing. We have to be willing to follow the guidance of our hearts and to come from love. All it takes is a little willingness to take the next right step or to make the next right loving decision. So, two words, choose love. I always like ways to help me remember a process and how, H-O-W, honest, open, and willing, does that for me. So I hope it's something that you might like to explore and try out. And if you do, we'd like to get some feedback, how it's working, maybe hear some stories. So, Dawn, would you tell us what you have found to be a key in moving from holding on to the darkness and then releasing through forgiveness? So what is that key?
Well, I think your formula is really good part of that key. And when you got to that statement, asking ourselves that question, is there just perhaps another way to look at this? And that kind of takes me into what I'm going to be sharing about the process that I've been working with, because like you said, we've come a long way since working with forgiveness last year, and I have a whole different way of looking at forgiveness because I was practicing that question, is there perhaps just another way to look at this? And I didn't even know that. That's really great that you came up to share that. Because we can get so stuck at looking at maybe what happened to us and blaming and not open to another way. So I just love that question. So since the show last fall, you know, it really starts working you. I've done a lot of work on forgiveness and really completing the forgiveness process. And when we began preparing for this show, like you, Linda, I had that realization of how far we had come through this, and I felt like I'd really forgiven myself and a lot of other people within this last year. So this radio show is helping us too.
So, yes.
So at this moment, I really feel like I've forgiven everyone that was on my list, because we all have that list. And when I think of the people that were on the list now, I'm not going to that dark place. I'm not going back to the scenarios. I'm not seeing them as the bad person. I'm not seeing myself as the bad person. And when I think of these people or myself in situations, I'll just say right now the energy just feels very neutral to me. So good, the negativity's gone. And now what I'm working on is that when I think of these people going to that place where we're all one, and all of the same light. And as I was preparing for this, I found this beautiful quote from Buddha. It says, to understand everything is to forgive everything. To understand everything is to forgive everything. Now, at this point, I do not understand everything, but I can tell you that I have been spending more time aligned in my true self, feeling free, feeling peace and joy because I've gone through forgiveness process. So how did I get there? All right, since I do a lot of transformational energy work with my clients and I listen to my clients when we have spiritual life coaching sessions, I observe that as they shared their story of holding on to the past, I could see how their energy body was wrapped up in this vortex of negativity that was attached to the story. they had become trapped in their story on all levels. So seeing this, I began working with a process to not only help my clients, but help myself out of the negative space. And I began working with an image of seeing myself stepping out of these stories and stepping out of the negative vortex swirling around me that was holding me in the story, and I would see myself stepping into the light. So I began doing this and working with this, and I found that the old situations were no longer having this hold over me and pulling me down and making me feel bad and making me want to project at others. So the faces that I had resented as I stepped out of my story, these faces softened in my mind and actually came to a place where, like I said, became neutralized. And I came to realize that the person that really needed forgiveness was me. So that's taken it a long way. I needed to forgive myself for holding on to this negativity and the old stories for so many years. I took responsibility for my own misery and, you know, not the other person or other people involved in my life so long ago. So I freed myself by stepping out of my story and forgiving myself for holding on to my past wounds. This moved me into a higher vibration that supports good health, and just being in that place where I feel like I'm in immense spiritual grace.
Oh, Dawn, thank you. And I love how this forgiveness work moves us to higher vibration. It also opens the way for love to lead our every move. And it is a daily practice.
Yeah.
So what shifts have you experienced since choosing to forgive?
Oh, that's a good question. The shift that I've noticed from aligning out of the negative vortex and into that place, I'll say forgiveness, or into that place of light, are I no longer feel impelled to tell you or anyone else some past sad story or bitter story about my life. I'm less critical, and my mind stays in the present, and my energy is heightened and supports my alignment with true self, because my mind is being supported with the energy that's no longer going to the past. And like you mentioned earlier, the peace that you have. So I have great peace, joy, and I look forward to whatever's going to come next. I'm not worried about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you. I love how we are in this process and we're in it together. And I love that we're able to share with our listeners, and we will just continue to be evolving and evolving together, more and more light coming into our lives. So really, this is bringing us to announcements before we begin our meditation. And just want to mention that our next ACT gathering in Annapolis, Maryland, is October the 11th, and Paul Seibert is our presenter, and his topic is Shamanism and Angels of the Fifth Dimension. And then our musician is Gary Hartnett, and he'll be playing the flute. It'll be a wonderful afternoon of weaving the information and the music. I also am excited that I'm going to be teaching my Inner Wisdom class again at our local community college, Anne Arundel Community College in Maryland. And that's a full day. It's on Saturday, October the 24th. And you register through the college. So their website is www.aacc.edu. Anne Arundel Community College, aacc.edu. And I'm also wanting to mention that, Dawn, you and I will be interviewing Corinne Sokol on our show on Wednesday, October the 14th, and her topic just has me excited and spellbound, kind of. Conscious creation, and it's based on Joe Dispenza's work and his book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. So looking forward to that. So, Dawn, what do you have coming up?
I have on October 24th as well out here in Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm a part of a group that's doing a whole-day workshop on Create Your Fertility, and it's for couples who are thinking about getting pregnant or maybe in the process of trying to get pregnant. And it gives holistic approaches to aligning your body, mind, and spirit and emotions around a successful, you know, getting pregnant, having a baby. And that website to sign up for that is www.createyourfertility.com. Also on November 15th and 16th in Sedona, I'm going to be doing Creating a Successful Holistic Health Practice workshop in Sedona, and I can offer CE hours for that workshop for massage therapists. And just want to put this out there, I have a free newsletter that comes out every other month, and if you'd like to sign up for that, you can do that on my website at energytransformations.org, and you'll receive a free chakra alignment meditation when you sign up for the newsletter. So this is going to lead us into our meditation. But Linda, as you were talking, as like closing out the subject on forgiveness, about the impact on ourselves, I really think that when we do forgive, that impact that has on us, it just has even a greater impact on the world, because when we can show up in our true self and empowered, what a big shift is created in how we can impact others and our planet when we can bring that joy and freedom and peace into the world. So it really has not only an individual effect, but a collective effect when we move into that.
Yes.
So thank you for sparking that.
Well, and I am so now looking forward to your meditation. So,
all right.
I'm going to sit back and relax.
Sit back and relax. So now, just find a comfortable place to sit down, or you could even lie down. And just begin breathing a couple slow, deep breaths into your body. Breathe in peace. And exhale any stress or tension. Take in a couple slow, deep, relaxing breaths. And with each breath, feel your body, your mind, and your emotions. Feel them moving you into a very calm space. You continue to move deeper into this calming place as we move through this meditation. Breathing in, feeling deeply relaxed, your body feels lighter, and your mind opens to releasing the past, to seeing something maybe a different way, to releasing dense energy that no longer serves you. See yourself sitting in your favorite place outdoors. Imagine this beautiful place. And as you imagine your favorite outdoor place, look around you at the beauty that resides in this outdoor sanctuary. Breathe it into your body. feel this beauty nurturing you, moving deeply into the core of your being. Healing and very peaceful. You find a wonderful place to sit in this outdoor sanctuary. Just breathe in the beauty. And this beauty opens up your heart center, feeding and nurturing you at a very deep level. You just feel yourself opening up to a place of peace, a place of peace deep within your being. While you're sitting, you bring to mind anyone, or maybe a couple people, or yourself, that you would like to forgive. You might even begin to think about the story of what you have continued to hold on to. And as the story surfaces, you may be aware of an energy that begins to swirl around you. It feels heavy, dense, feels like it's weighing you down. As you become aware of it, you are more than ready to release the story. And you are aware that you're ready to release its hold over you. You want closure. You want to move on. You desire to restore your energy, to take your life back, and to shine your inner light. You make the decision within your heart and mind to let go and to move on. So imagine yourself standing up, and you take a step to the side. And you will take three more steps to step out of the story and its heavy energy. So right now, take three more steps to the side, moving out of the story and out of the heavy energy. You look back at the heavy, dense energy cloud that was once swirling around you. Standing there by itself, it falls to the earth because it no longer has anyone to give it life. You watch it fall and it disappears. You notice that you feel much lighter and freer. You release the story, and your life energy now continues to get stronger and stronger. You are empowered to make healthy choices and to feel supported by your inner truth. And this feels very good. Bring your mind into your body to feel how free it feels. And bring this feeling of freedom into your whole body and mind. And just feel your energy being enhanced and how your body is supported by your energy now. Thank yourself and celebrate the steps you have taken. Know that you can make powerful shifts in your life by letting go and forgiving. Just breathe into your body.
Thank you, Dawn. And thank you, listeners, for listening in. May forgiveness abide. Love replace all grievances, and may you be at peace. Namaste.
Namaste.